Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
You have to be very careful about, you know, the kind of people you let into your, you know, your chicken coop.
The best 5-minute wine podcast.
So if you were on Shark Tank, who would you like to make a deal with?
I wouldn't do a deal with any of those guys.
Those sharks.
No, I can't. I kid around a little bit. No, it's interesting. You know, I think ultimately that's one of the things you got to learn in this business is the you know, I never knew that starting a business in the beverage space, you needed to become kind of an expert in investment banking. And, you know, we've made tons of mistakes of, you know, taking money from the wrong people. There's nothing better than a good investor, and there's nothing worse than a bad investor. And, you know, your question about Shark Tank, I'm sure most of those folks are terrific, but you have to be very careful about, you know, the kind of people you let into your chicken coop.
Right, exactly. Because not everybody's got the same vision that you do, and they want to compromise on things. And it's like, no, I don't want to compromise there. So I'm going to hit you with some questions here. Okay, so looking here at a tweet here, it said, is it all natural?
It is all natural. There's no artificial anything in there. You know, it's all natural flavors. Our flavors come from, you know, the agrarian sources of, you know, American corn and Mexican agave or, you know, European juniper. So it all comes from the earth. And, you know, the only thing that exists in ours that, you know, doesn't really exist in an alcoholic beverage is, you know, we use in the spirits, we use some preservatives to keep it fresh. Because I think one of the most interesting things that I found early days, and it's an obvious one now, but everybody thinks about alcohol as an intoxicant, and it is. But there's a reason that your spirit, you know, your bottle of bourbon can sit on the shelf forever, 30 years, 50 years, 100 years. Because alcohol kills everything it touches. And so, you know, without that to preserve it, you know, you have to have other things in there. So ultimately, you know, ours is all natural and, you know, we preserve it to make sure that it, you know, stays nice and fresh in your, you know, in your kitchen.
So then with the natural ingredients, you're not using saccharin for sugar.
No, I've always been somebody who is very sensitive to that saccharine-y flavor.
I hate it too. I don't eat anything.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, you know, people that drink Diet Coke, for example, like, you know, God bless them. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't like that flavor profile. And so, you know, we use vegan cane sugar, you know, and some people have a problem with sugar. You know, our point of view of it is an alcoholic margarita has about 450 calories. Our margarita has about 65 calories.
Whoa.
So yeah, there's sugar in it, but you know, ultimately we compare yourself to an alcoholic beverage. People don't realize how many calories, for example, are in, you know, in an alcoholic beverage because the TTB, which governs the alcohol world, doesn't require them to list nutritional facts. Whereas we are governed by the FDA and we do have to, you know, disclose that. Glad, you know, and happily we do because it's a good story to tell.
Wow. So a couple of margaritas and you're almost touching 1,000 calories or a couple of yours and you're under 200.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a big difference. Of course, it's gluten-free, right?
Yep. Gluten-free and vegan and
Okay. Now the non-alcoholic on some things, you know, they allow a certain percentage in there. So non doesn't necessarily denote zero, right?
Yeah. So the way that the U.S. government defines non-alcoholic is anything that is less than 0.5% alcohol. And so, you know, there's some shades of gray of non-alcoholic versus 0.0. Our product is non-alcoholic, so there are trace amounts of alcohol in there. And, you know, oftentimes when people go, oh no, I don't drink alcohol, you know, it's pretty interesting to share that, you know, the average banana, you know, has more alcohol in it than, you know, an entire bottle of our stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, you know, orange juice and things like that, you know, alcohol naturally occurs, but we're not fermenting, you know, adding alcohol. It's just, you know, it's in there as a natural carrier.
So I'm noticing on the labels that there's vitamins. Is that right? Tell me about that, huh?
We've always just, you know, had a point of view that, you know, a cocktail you know, is this multi-sensorial experience, right? You know, I think, you know, yes, you've got the nose and the flavor and the mouth feel, and you've got the bite and the burn of alcohol. And we replicate that with bespoke concoction of spices. So when you take a sip of our tequila or, you know, make a cocktail with it, you get that kind of proxy of the burn. But your question around, you know, the functional benefit of free spirits is, yeah, like a cocktail has a functional benefit. I would argue it's a dysfunctional benefit of, you know, intoxication. So instead of alcohol, we infuse our liquid with vitamin B12, in addition to a couple of other vitamins, B6 and B3. And really the intention there is we started with a bunch of questions that were like, hey, what if having a cocktail was a uplifting, healthful experience versus kind of what we know it to be, which is, you know, not so much when there's alcohol involved.
Oh yeah, blow that horn. Spin it to win it. And you can like and follow us on our social media and join in our collaborations on Insta, X, you know where. The Best Wine Pod. The Best Wine Pod.
Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast.